95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Incoming message.
Is it happening?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Friday Raw!
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
We're all going to have a real good time.
You promise?
I promise. I promise. No tricks.
That's indeed the case.
Let us begin.
And just like that, it's Memorial Day weekend on 95.3 Gorilla. Oh, man. You ready for another hot gorilla summer? I know it's already hot up in here, but we're going to get even hotter with all these prizes we got for you. Congratulations to all of our Niall Horan ticket winners. The cash is nowhere close to done either. We are going to take Monday off because Monday is Memorial Day. But we're back on Tuesday with all that money, okay? The Banana Bank is nowhere close to done. And next week, we have tickets for you to go see Shinedown with Coheed and Cambria right here in Biloxi at the Coast Coliseum. Shinedown tickets starting on Tuesday. We want you to win them right here on 95.3. So much fun planned for the summer, so many amazing experiences, and plus all the music you love and all those throwbacks, too. Only one station hooks you up like this. It's 95.3 Gorilla. Happy weekend.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
95.3 Gorilla, who's this?
Kaylee.
Kaylee, you made it through to the Gorilla. What's going on?
I'm sorry, I'm excited. I've been trying for like 2 weeks.
It's $5,000 Friday. Are you ready? You're caller number 10.
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Okay, you've been ready. You've been calling for weeks. I know you're ready. Here we go, Kaylee. $5,000 on the line. What town are you living in? Where are you calling me from?
I live in Poplarville.
Perfect. So here's the deal. $5,000 could be just minutes away, but first we have to get there, okay?
I know.
Here we go. So we're going to start your very first price. Ooh, this is a big one. Kaylee, your first price is $500. Are we going up or are we going down? $500. Where are we going?
I'm gonna say down.
Down. Down from $500. Kaylee says... Yes, we went down to $250. All right, so that's step one. Now, do you want to take the $250? You want to win the money? Or do you want to keep going for that $5,000? Are you sure?
I'm taking the $250, yes.
Are you positive?
Positive.
Okay. Cash money, Kaylee, $250. You got it. Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Seeing how we're like 6 months into 2026 at this point, I figured, what's good about this year so far? What are some accomplishments that we've all had this year that we want to brag about? Let's do some feel-good radio, okay? Yeah, what are some things that we want to brag about? What are some accomplishments that we've all had this year? Should I go first? Okay. I haven't gained weight. I haven't really lost any weight, but I haven't gained any either, which, you know, that's decent, right? I'm going to put that one in the win column. I'm going to put a little check mark right there. There we go. What about you? What's something we want to brag about? What do we do in the first half of 2026? Brad is first. Dude, you said that you had some weight news to share?
Same thing. I've lost probably about 20, 30 pounds since March.
Oh, that's not the same thing, dude. That's light years better than me. That's incredible. Congratulations. How's it feeling? You feeling better?
Yes, sir. Congratulations to you.
I do not need to be congratulated. I didn't do anything. I just didn't gain weight, but then, you know, summer's around the corner, and summer is dangerous, right?
You might run into some issues.
Yeah, you know, like the barbecues, all the treats and stuff. Yeah, I always feel like I gain weight over the winter. I gain weight in the summer when all the good food's out.
Everybody's nightmare.
Talking about accomplishments in 2026, what have you done this year that you're proud of? That's some good news. Jen is next. Jen, go for it.
Well, I had my daughter.
on the 18th of last month, and she just came home from the NICU on Friday.
Oh, okay. Is she good now? What happened?
She was born at 33 weeks, so for her to come home last Friday is amazing.
Oh, that's incredible news. Congratulations. You guys must be absolutely thrilled. What a relief, huh? What a great way to start the summer.
Yes, we are too.
Oh, congratulations, Jen, to you and the whole family. That's excellent news. What's some good stuff going on in the first half of 2026? Marcy has a new job this year. Marcy, tell us about it.
I recently passed some training and am now starting to become a kitchen manager at my part-time job.
Woo! Food, my favorite. That's exciting.
I am looking forward to it.
I bet you are. Are you getting into like managing people too in the kitchen?
Well, I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I think when I get to that point, I don't think I will mind it.
Queen in the kitchen. Whip us up some good stuff, Marcy. Happy summer. Can't believe it's already summer up in here.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Truly the end of an era. The finale of Stephen Colbert was last night on CBS, and The Late Show, stretching all the way back to the 1950s, is now gone. And listen to who closed it out. That's Paul McCartney sounding absolutely phenomenal up on stage with John Batiste. And the whole band up there, absolutely incredible. So long to Stephen Colbert, he is now gone. Glenn Powell met a fan who said that he eats photos of his face every day, and it went exactly as you would have expected.
There's a woman who has been printing out pictures of my face for the last 80 days and has eaten my face every day until...
You're having all these chilling encounters with
and literally will eat like the thing until I give her a role in a movie.
Oh wow.
And I didn't know this was a thing until it was described to me while I was on the red carpet. They're like, "Hey, the girl that eats your face is on the red carpet." And I go, "What are you talking about?
How did she get red carpet?" Yeah.
That's what I was like, "Guys, come on. This is like a real liability."
Of all the people I think you could do that to, I think Glenn Powell might be one of the most receptive though, you know. The TikTok creator is at My Name is Monique, super fan, so if you want to go follow her, I don't know about that. Jelly Roll is trying his hand at stand-up comedy at the Netflix is a Joke Fest. Listen to this.
I walked right out here and looked at the crowd and was like, man, I'm fixing to get myself in some real trouble, dude. I think the last time I was this nervous, I was in front of the parole board. Y'all, I figured if Post Malone could try country music, I could try comedy.
I have lost quite a bit of weight. I was always fat, but when I was born, it wasn't a delivery. It was a DiGiorno's.
It's actually not that bad. There you go. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Memorial Day weekend. It's Friday, May 22nd.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Lots of milestones to celebrate this weekend for Memorial Day weekend. Bernie Taupin, Elton John's lyricist, has a birthday. He's turning 76 today. Morrissey from the Smiths is 67. On this date back in 1985, how many years ago was that? That was 41 years ago. Duran Duran dropped James Bond's 14th film soundtrack with Roger Moore premiering in San Francisco. This was A View to a Kill in 1985. Until we 20 years earlier, back in 1965, on May 22nd, the Beatles went number one with Ticket to Ride. Yeah, and Paul McCartney actually was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert just last night to close down the official last episode of The Late Show on CBS. On Memorial Day weekend, all the way back in 1984, that was 42 years ago today, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom first premiered in the U.S. And let's go back to the summer of 69. No, not Bryan Adams. Let's go all the way back to the actual summer of 69. Sugar Sugar was released by the Archies on today's date, May 22nd, 1969. Oh, honey, honey. There's your flashback freakout today. Have an amazing Memorial Day weekend.